This report shows that the scale is far bigger than most people imagine. They're taking a broad view of child abuse to include physical abuse and sexual abuse, emotional abuse and also neglect. But they're saying that 1 in 10 children in the UK is actually maltreated by that standard.
And what do we mean by maltreatment?
In some cases, you're talking about sexual abuse, really horrific things. And there you'd be talking about 5 to 10% of girls and 1 to 5% of boys who have actually been raped by family members or friends. And there's a wider category of sexual abuse as well, and that would include something like 15% of girls and 5% of boys. Also, in physical abuse, you're talking about 4 to 16% of children suffering hitting, punchings, beatings, burnings, those sort of things. It's really quite horrific. But neglect is the biggest category, in fact. And by that, they mean anything that's done that actually harms the child or their actual basic emotional and physical needs are not met by their parent or carer. And that can include not going to school, for instance.
This study published in The Lancet, it's an authoritative publication. How was the data collected?
In fact, this is a whole series of papers. There are four of these. It's a series that is published today by The Lancet. So it's a sort of special report. They've been working on it for a year. It so happens that they published it simply just the day after we found out about the investigation into the Baby P case. And that's pure coincidence. But in fact, it does throw some interesting lights on what happened in that case.
Well, one of the things that came out of the Baby P case was that professionals that work with children aren't really communicating and sharing their suspicions about what's going on.
What we find in one of these papers is that the people who are in the best position to notice when children are being maltreated, and that's teachers and community health workers and doctors, GPs, those sort of people who might actually see that a child is behaving strangely or is in some distress or comes to school unkempt and unclean and not cared for, those people have suspicions and they don't report them. And the reason they're not referring them to the social services is because actually they fear it might do more harm than good. They're not confident that the social services are going to do things that will be good for the child. And they're a bit afraid that the child will be taken away from their parents and put into foster care. So it looks very much as if even at this early stage when it comes to suspecting child abuse, professionals are not talking to each other.
Do the researchers make any recommendations about how this kind of maltreatment of children can be tackled?
Well, what they've done here is pull together all the evidence they can find. So they've looked throughout the developed world, that's the USA, Britain, the rest of Europe, for studies that have shown what works and what doesn't work. And the idea is to point up to those people working with children who may be maltreated the best ways of helping them. And they find a few things that appear to have worked in some places. For instance, in the United States, there's a scheme that involves a nurse visiting the family on a regular basis after children are born, helping the mother, helping the entire family, really. They don't touch on Sure Start, which is our early intervention scheme here, but they are looking at things of that sort that could perhaps do some good and help the child and prevent abuse ever developing in the first place.